She said nothing, studying the cards in front of her for several minutes. Lightly, she brushed her fingertips over the card, causing her the most concern. The world. Big changes. What kind of changes? She looked at him, knowing he knew what she was talking about. But for some reason, he chose not to acknowledge. She pointed to the last card in the spread, the tower coupled with the Six of Swords. She paused, then turned her attention to her client. Destruction. He said nothing, his face expressionless, as he absorbed the seer's words. Your tower of lies is about to crumble. When? Soon. What else? For the next 30 minutes, the tarot card reader for the social elite shed light on his near future, as well as the possible long-term outcome of his actions. As the man sat listening, there was no denial. Nothing to make one believe he couldn't be part of such things. Did he believe her? Without doubt. Can I change it? And there it was, the question most asked when clients realize they stand at a choke point. Perhaps. He glanced again at the cards and then at her. How? Her eyes locked with his, her stare searing. It means, she replied with clipped precision, you must set your course. Should you choose to realign your life with something more productive, you can. But it may be an exercise in futility, should you not be fully committed. He held her gaze undaunted. Last time you said I was in danger. That is true. Still? Yes. He was quiet, her words jockeying for position in his brain. He figured there was no way she would possibly discuss his sessions with other clients, but it wasn't out of range. Her client base was broad, and hopefully she knew it wouldn't be wise to compromise the most sacrosanct confessions, his or the grotesquely elite. No, biting the hand that fed her didn't seem the best move. Tell me. She closed her eyes, silently tuning into the man sitting across from her. From previous readings, she anticipated his being guarded, but that particular day, impenetrable. Still, although it took her a little longer than usual, images began to swirl in and out of her mind's eye. The one who seeks you will not stop until she finds out what she needs to know. She? Yes, and one other. Male or female? It is unclear. Do I know them? No. But the woman, she is strong. She hesitated, her eyelids fluttering as she interpreted image after image. And, again she paused, she is like me. Like you? I don't understand. The seer nodded, a knowing smile on her lips. She sees beyond your world, as do I. You mean she's psychic? He waited for her response, the first signal of panic clutching his stomach, squeezing hard. Oh yes, and more. She understands. A surge of vomit rose in his throat. Opening her eyes, she leaned forward with defined urgency. Oh, yes, you are indeed in danger. I got an interesting call today. Ernest Beddington reached for a slice of skillet cornbread, slathered soft butter on the top, then drizzled honey over every inch. Interesting how? His wife watched, wondering how he stayed as thin as a rail. Well, I'm not really sure. No name, but a stark warning things might change quickly. What? What things? Do you know who it was? Beddington recognized the alarm in her voice, a reaction he expected. Ever since they met and married decades ago, Mary Ellen wasn't the stiff upper lip type. She preferred confiding and sharing the most intimate details of her life, convincing all who listened she was more suited to teas and bonbons. It was a perk of educational station. Her last question was the most important. No, her husband replied. I have no idea who it was, but he did mention a name. He? She reached for the jam. What name? Clyburn. Monroe Clyburn. Mary Ellen stopped, bread and butter knife perched precariously over her cornbread, strawberry lusciousness inching closer to its sides. The same Clyburns from Savannah. That's my guess. She stared at him, trying to figure out why anyone would be calling him about Savannah's social elite. What does Monroe Clyburn have to do with you? Ernest crammed the last of the cornbread into his mouth. That's just it. I don't even know the guy.